You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, good morning, Truth Nation. It is Monday, November the 18th. It's 8:01 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, the first hour we were discussing some experiences that we may have had watching the Tyson-Paul fight. I was around the corner watching Martin Lawrence. On our Truth Talk and text line, Big CC says, if you know the rules of the fight, you will understand why it went that way. Stopped watching after the first round because I knew it was fake. Huh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know the rules of boxing, Big C. That's why I didn't watch it. That's why I was at the Martin Lawrence concert. I'm not a fan of boxing. I don't like watching horror movies or violent movies or fighting. It's just me. I'm not knocking it because my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, loved boxing and passed away on Boxing Day in Canada. So, no, I don't know the rules. All I know is that if I pay for a service, whether I know the rules or not, I would like to get what I paid for. The caller asked, do y'all think a movie with all the characters from the Martin Lawrence show would be funny? After what I saw on Friday.
I think that what people are expecting is Martin from, you know, 20, 25 years ago.
Yep.
You can't expect that at the age that he's at.
Absolutely, you can. And let me tell you why. You ready for this, Ricky?
Mm-hmm.
During the concert, as part of the warm-up, guess what he was playing to get everybody excited before he came on stage? He's playing highlights of his career.
Mm-hmm.
What videos do you think he was playing?
I'm pretty sure it was the ones from Martin.
Exactly. Lawrence. So as part of getting the audience hype, if that's what you present, like, I would have been a little bit more empathetic if he would have maybe played some clips from, like, the last two Bad Boys. Because that's when we've started to see the transition. But, you know, you don't get to promote yourself in the 90s and then come on as an 80-year-old person.
I see your point.
You see what I'm saying? Because that's false advertising.
Yeah. So that, now you
why,
are expecting
that's
the Martin
why
from
you
2025.
Yep. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Make your point. I'm sorry.
No. I clearly understand what you're saying.
Because that's why, at the end of the day, if you can't give the people that, okay, I'll give you another example. Whitney Houston, greatest voice of all time. There
Absolutely.
Will never be another Whitney.
Absolutely.
Now, since her death, there's been a lot of documentaries, a lot of things, people writing books. You know, Bobby Brown told his version of being, you know, married to her.
Mm-hmm.
Robin, the alleged lesbian lover, girlfriend, she's written a book. So, but bottom line, when Whitney attempted to go on tour, people were walking out, leaving. They were furious. They were doing interviews. She's terrible. She's horrible, which hurt me because a lot of times it's like these fans, we were so quick to, you know, but it's like they gave their whole lives to entertain us.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, that's why you go out like Michael Jordan did. Michael Jordan was like, I'm at the pinnacle of my career. I'm leaving out right now. So that's it.
All right, DT. All right.
Like, don't market. Literally, right before he walked on stage, he's showing all these highlights from You So Crazy and Def Comedy Jam and Run and Tell That. And we're like, yeah. And he goes, what's up, y'all? Hi, but you don't get me started. It was bad. And so now I have to go home and watch Martin all over again and You So Crazy. So that will be the final, like, image.
You know what else is people never had the chance to see Martin ever in life, and they finally got the chance, and that's what they got. So
you feel what I'm saying, Ricky?
Yeah.
So when you say the fans expect, we expect because that's what you're promoting.
Yeah. But it's like, dude.
Literally from the time that you're about to get on a stage. Like, Martin, you have done way more than what society even deserves from your artistry. You are a brilliant comedian.
What's your favorite movie that Martin ever played in? Like, give me three of them.
Oh, hands down, Life.
Give me three of them.
off the dome, number one would be Life. It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
That's a good one. He actually produced that movie.
Yeah. And Bobby Brown was in that movie.
Yeah.
Man.
He actually produced and wrote that movie, now that I think about it.
I'm going to say, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. That's my movie. So, yeah, Life. And I know people are going to say, what about Bad Boys? Again, I'm not a big violent action movie person.
You and your soft girl era. I get it.
There is a softness of DT, believe it or not. Yeah, Life, hands down. And if you ask me, Life is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Do you know a lot of people that know Rick James was in that movie?
And killed it. Like,
killed it.
Ricky, shout out to Rick James.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, go out on top. Martin Lawrence owes society nothing. And I'm glad that the Emmys finally gave him the tribute. Can you imagine, like, five seasons of Martin? Like, it was just excellence.
Yeah.
Def Comedy Jam, excellence. Everything that Martin touched was just incredible. You don't owe us nothing, but hey, you obviously wanted to get back out there on tour. I'm just telling y'all right now, you're not getting the Martin that
y'all expected to get.
Right.
Y'all getting Paw Martin.
Mike Tyson, I get it. 20 million. But here's the thing. When you do the math, by the time Uncle Sam, his promoters, his management, all this, these other deductions, he probably walked away with about $3 or $4 million. Yeah, he didn't get a $20 million check. He got a $20 million check with deductions already. So I'd rather you just tell me, don't tell me what the gross is. Just give me the net. Like Mike Tyson, you about to go into this ring and the check's going to say $20 million, but in actuality, you're going to get about $3 or $4 million. Was it worth it? He did not get 20 million. He got about $4 million.
Because
it's 52% right off the top.
Hang up the Uncle gloves. Sam.
Yeah. See, we didn't talk about that part. Because I, here's the thing. Like I said, making money is never the hard part. I said that right. That is never the hard part. Ooh. It's who you owe, Uncle Sam, you know, who got to get their cut. Taraji P. Henson. Remember she said she got, I think it was like, I don't know, a million. And by the time she paid everybody, her check was 150 grand. Now imagine that. I say, Ricky, you're going to go into the ring for 20 million. But after everything is said and done, you walk away with $3 or $4 million.
But look, at least some taxes paid. You don't want to enter like Ronald Isley or Wesley Snipes.
I get it. I'm just saying. It wasn't 20 million. It wasn't 20 million.
And you know what else that people don't put into perspective is Jake Paul is like 26, 27, fresh, long-winded. Like, come on, man. And then I'm not saying that Mike Tyson can't take him, but it's just like this man ain't got nothing but energy, and he actually trains faithfully. He has fights back-to-back. Like, your last professional fight was 7,000-some days ago, dude.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Bottom line. It hurts my heart to even use the same word or use this word in the same sentence with Martin Lawrence. However, I will say this. I try to rationalize and convince myself, you know, don't get mad, Denise, because at least you can say you were here. You saw him. You saw him live. I'd never witnessed Martin Lawrence perform live before Friday. It left an incredibly bad taste in my mouth. However, I was trying to like flip it and I was like, you know what? At least I can say I saw Martin live. At least I can say he's able to move. His cognitive skills are a little off because again, like he would just sometimes repeat the same thing over and over. That was kind of redundant. He would repeat something over and over again. And I'm like, hey, you already said that. Let's move on.
Not the wake up whistle.
I mean, seriously. Hey!
Man. Say hello.
And I will give Martin Lawrence a big shout out because whoever his PR team is, combined with his digital content team, there's not one bad review that you can read about Martin's tour right now. They be on it. If anybody puts a negative comment about Martin's performance on this Y'all Know What It Is tour, they immediately delete it.
I'm pretty sure they're getting paid the big bucks.
That's what I'm saying. So we live in a society of lies. Because it wasn't. There's phenomenal. There's great. There's good. There's okay. There's mediocre. There's terrible. I'm going to be nice and I'll just say he was on the stage. That's all I can say. But I love you, Martin. On our YouTube message board, Clean says, Martin will be down here in ATL on March 25th, not attending. I don't know how to pronounce this person's name. It's S-T-Y, I think. Another thing to think about, some people don't know what else to do with themselves. Performing is their oxygen. They're depressed without it. I hear you. And that's what you were saying, Ricky. I hear you. But do you... That's where you have a network of people around you that remind you that there are other ways that you can cope as a mechanism to navigate through that depression. Because again, it's like self-sabotage. Martin Lawrence is one of the kings of comedy, like for real, for real. You know, I grew up right when Eddie Murphy was passing the baton to Martin. Because when Eddie Murphy did like Delirious and Raw, I was quote unquote, I was too young. I couldn't watch. I could hear about it at school, but I wasn't able to watch it. So for me, my Eddie Murphy or my Michael Jordan of comedy was Martin Lawrence, period.
Now, let me ask you this, since we're on the topic of Eddie Murphy. After seeing Martin Lawrence on stage, and then Eddie Murphy like, you know what? I'm going to do one last tour. Would you go see it?
Absolutely, because I've seen Eddie Murphy recently, you know, interviews. And he's very capable of doing stand-up comedy right now.
Now, did you feel the same way as Martin Lawrence going into the situation?
I was a little nervous. I didn't know what to expect. But see, again, it was a free 99 ticket, so I really wasn't tripping that much.
Gotcha.
But here's the reason why I got mad. Whether I paid or not, money, if you lose it, you can make it back. What made me mad is that I wasted my time. And see, that I can't get back. That's the most precious commodity. When you waste my time, that's when you're late, when you don't show up, and when you don't show up and do what you're supposed to be doing, that's where I get frustrated because I'm like, I could have stayed home on my couch or in my bed. Should comedians past the age of 55 hang it up? Now, I know Red Fox performed well into his 60s and 70s, but where we are right now as a society, young people are saturating a lot of markets. And I'm not mad. I'm all about young leadership. I'm all about changing the guard. Are we done with comedians over the age of like 50, 55? Because it seems as though, and I get it, they're depressed or they want to use their gift, but are we over it? And who's the next comedian right now that we'll go pay money to go see Truth Nation? Who are we paying for right now? Because I love going to a stand-up comedy show. But based on what I saw on Friday night, I'm a little nervous. When we come back, we're going to hear from you and also get into Thanksgiving dinner prices. Whether you're hosting or bringing in a dish. And if you don't plan on doing either, you probably should just put an envelope in the host's hand based on these prices that we're going to talk about as you prepare for Thanksgiving next week. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, at Old National Bank, They know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business, and that's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. That's Old National Bank. Get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker today. Thank you so much for tuning in, Truth Nation. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. You can also stream and watch me live right now on YouTube. Or you can also watch live at 1017thetruth.com. And when you're in YouTube, which, by the way, is on fire this morning, I see you, Truth Nation, in the YouTube message board. You want to hit that subscribe button so that you never, ever miss a minute of all your favorite shows here on 101.7 The Truth. Now, before the break, I had a chance to go see Martin Lawrence live in Dallas, coincidentally the same night that Mike Tyson and the Jake Paul fight was taking place in Dallas. And it was pretty heartbreaking, y'all, because Martin Lawrence is not, and when I say this, again, you can't expect Denise for Martin to perform the same way that he did 30, 40 years ago. I absolutely can when that's what you're promoting and marketing. And it wasn't even, I mean, y'all, I knew that Martin Lawrence has went through some significant health issues. I think, what was it, back in, what was it, 2015? He was in a coma, had a temperature or fever, 107, and went to a coma. And he talked about that on Friday. He'll be here in Milwaukee March 25th at Fiserv Forum. I'm just saying, don't expect. Martin. Don't expect Marty Marr. Expect Mr. Lawrence. That's the best way that I could say it. The caller says, you said it. Red Fox was just as funny as Richard, Eddie, and Arsenio in Harlem Nights. Loved every scene that Benny the Snake-Eyed Wilson appeared in. Craig says, I knew Martin was on the decline from his last performance in the last two Bad Boy movies. He's not as quick-witted anymore, and it shows in his performances. Yes, Craig. I couldn't thank you for that. I couldn't think of the right way to say it because my brain doesn't kick in until around 9:30, 10. That's what it was. Well, I said that. It wasn't the stage presence, the timing, it was off. And the punchlines, he would repeat like two more times.
I'm just thinking about the two to the left. Stop.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, Martin, like I said, woohoo! And I wasn't the only one.
And I do want to say that Red Fox was pure comedy.
They all were. But I'm just trying to understand now why the legends, Ricky, and Truth Nation, I'm trying to understand, you're already in the Hall of Fame in terms of comedy, and you still out here telling jokes about B's and H's and N-words all the time and sexual intercourse. Oh, it was just, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. Anywho, next week, Truth Nation, is Thanksgiving. And as I put out there every year, I love to do drive-by. So if y'all want to invite me over. But before we get into the Thanksgiving preparation report, we have Jay. And I have a feeling Jay wants to talk about Martin. What's up, Jay? Thank you for your patience. You were live with DT and Ricky. What's your question or comment?
Hey, DT, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
You're as fine as wine. Don't forget that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Don't forget that. But, you know, it comes to a point sometime where, you know, we got all these entertainers and comedians. And I just guess sometimes it's just time for them to either do something else. You know, it's sad that I listened to what you was talking about with Martin, But, you know, maybe he needs to get into something else right now. Maybe he just needs to stay in movies or something because going out and then being disappointed. Because, I mean, he's funny in the movie. The movie's funny. I mean, that last Bad Boy, that was funny.
I agree.
And he was just being a comedian in there, yeah. But maybe it's just time for him just to do a lot of movies and still make people laugh. That's probably his best way to go.
Great point.
It's so, Jay, sad to see that.
So do you? Let me ask you a question, Jay. Have you recently have you recently saw one of your favorite comedians live during a stand-up comedy show?
No, it's been a while for me. But, you know, I think, you know, just listening to what you were saying is right. I know it had to be sad to see that.
Oh,
because
man.
With all this, you know, I mean, because I can hear the disappointment in your voice. But, I mean, the other, you was one among 20,000 people, and I'm sure probably most of them were disappointed in that, too.
So, Jay, I'm going to share with you a secret, okay? This is between me and you, Jay. Not many people know this, but I'm going to share this with you. So lean in as I share this secret with you. I have a desire to pursue stand-up comedy. I've had friends that say, oh, Denise, you should be a stand-up. I literally have thought about pursuing stand-up comedy. And
this is news to me.
It's a secret between me and Jay. Stay in your lane. I'm talking to Jay.
No.
I'm talking to Jay.
Go ahead and finish this call, but we're going to get into this.
Y'all crazy.
Try to talk to
y'all
Jay.
Crazy.
Have a little one-on-one and hear you come in.
Go ahead. I got you.
Anyway, Jay, so I oftentimes will travel, and when I travel, I'll always look and see if there's any, you know, good comedians out there. And I, you know, because if you want to be the best, you have to study the best. So when I go to stand-up comedies, I'm studying their craft, their stage presence, their timing, you know, their nonverbal. And I have studied Martin for a long, long time. And I'm just telling you, I agree with you. And this goes back to what you said, Ricky, and one of our valued listeners on the YouTube message board. I get it, because there's going to come a time, Jay, and Truth Nation, where I'm not going to be in the right mind to be a speaker. And I love it. I love doing talk radio. I love traveling all over the world and speaking on stages. I love it. But I get there's going to come a time where I'm not going to be able to do it anymore. So that's where I'm prepared to find an alternative, whether it's to your point, Jay, and going back to your question, Ricky, there are other ways to demonstrate your gift. Like, Martin, do more movies. Executive produce, direct. Because the stand-up thing, it ain't for you. But, Jay, thank you for your call and thank you for listening. I was trying to tell Jay a secret, and Ricky all up in our business.
You not finna just sit here and slide that past like we just didn't hear that.
Here's the thing. I'm spontaneous funny. And what I've been doing is, if I say something in front of a large group of people, like if I'm speaking, because I'm about to give out the KFC secret recipe to the Colonel Sanders.
And we hungry.
No,
so go ahead.
No, absolutely not. I ain't giving y'all my secret recipe. But I will say this. If I say something and people respond to it, like, that was really funny, I'm like Dion Cole. I'll write that down. I'll put that in my notes. So I'm slowly but surely building up material to do a stand-up.
I think that you should go for it. I would support it.
Thank you.
I would come out.
I like
to laugh. I'm goofy.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's just that because I'm so competitive, and the biggest competitor for me is me, I don't compare myself to others. There's plenty of room for everybody to eat. I don't feel like if you don't hire Denise, no. Look, you got Target, you got Meijer, you got Kroger. There's plenty of options for people to get whatever they want. I don't want to be the only one. And I especially love when there's other Black people doing what I'm doing, just as good, if not better, because number one, I can learn from it. Number two, we can collaborate. So, bottom line, we need more female comedians anyway.
So, exactly how long have you been thinking about this?
Since high school.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to put years on that or any age on that. So, have you ever got close to doing it?
No.
I think you should try it.
I will. And here's the thing, too. I'm okay with being patient and working hard. And when I will attract the right opportunity. See, I don't chase anymore. Because every day when I know that the good Lord has given me another day and all I got to do is just trust and believe and work hard and be patient, that's where you attract. Mm-hmm. See, we too busy out here trying to chase and trying to take from somebody else and hate. I'm like, okay, who's my biggest competition today? Me.
So before we go to break, I got to ask, because now I know that you want to be a stand-up comedian. So
it's not on my top things to do, Ricky, but
nope,
yes.
Nope. You told Truth Nation this, and you told me this.
I told Jay. Dang.
Well, you told out loud. Your secret's out.
Right.
So I want to ask you this before we go to break, and I take this call. Who's your top five favorite comedians of all time?
You want me to say it now or when we come back?
Let's save it for after the break.
I will give you my top five comedians of all time based on who I studied when we come back from break. Stay locked in. Keep it coming in on the YouTube message board as well as our Truth Talking text line. It's blowing up already. 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We've been talking about stand-up comedy. I saw Martin Lawrence on Friday in Dallas. He's currently on tour. He'll be here in Milwaukee, March 2025 at Pfizer Forum. Don't expect 1990s, early 2000s, Martin. On our True Talk and text line, Wayne says, DT, Martin loves the lifestyle that comes along with the big comedy show, just like you love the experience of being a keynote. The difference is you still have to deliver a good keynote. You ain't never lied. I do not have it like that yet. You better know it, Wayne. I got to bring 100% and then some. Daniel says that stroke really did a number on Martin, I believe. Yeah, I think it kind of went downhill from then. But I mean, here's the thing. Martin can still act. I thought he did great in Bad Boys 4 or Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Absolutely.
And I know he still mentors a lot of the up and coming stand-up comedians. So there's different ways I think that he can navigate through, you know, using the gift. It's just that stand-up, it shouldn't be one of them. I love Martin. I'm forever indebted to Martin. I study Martin. My top five comedians, Ricky, here you go. Here we go. You ready?
I am ready.
And these are in order.
Okay.
Number one, Martin Lawrence. Number two, Eddie Murphy. Number three, Richard Pryor. Number four, Cat Williams. Number five, Bernie Mac. Those are my all time.
I am so surprised to hear you say Cat Williams.
Why?
Just didn't think he was your type. But you got an awesome
Buddy,
list, actually.
When I go see a stand-up comedy show, how I measure whether or not the comedian performed is if my stomach hurts. I've left Cat Williams shows, and whether it's on Netflix or whether I've seen him in person, holding my stomach. Tears, like, I can't breathe. Cat Williams makes me laugh like that.
That's actually a good list. It is.
And don't get me, Bernie Mac? What?
I would love to have been to a Bernie Mac show. Granted, I was too young and the language was very vulgar, but I would, as an adult, I would love to see Bernie Mac stand up. I really would.
I never saw Bernie Mac live.
I
was a huge fan of the Bernie Mac show, which aired on Fox for, shoot.
What we gonna do, America?
Man, I miss Bernie Mac so much because he was one of the greatest. Now, as far as Richard Pryor, I was starting to kind of like, you know, sneak in my dad's record collection.
Oh, yeah.
And get some of them Richard Pryor records. But I really started getting exposed to comedy with Eddie Murphy. And again, I had to hide and sneak and listen to my friends talk about, man, did you see Delirious? Man, did you see Raw? And the first time I saw it, I knew I wanted to incorporate a level of humor in whatever I did on stage. I love making people laugh because it's the best medicine. But Cat Williams, you can say what you want about him. But all I know is that when I have paid money to see him, I have left the venue with my stomach hurting and tears coming down my face from laughing so hard. The thing with Cat Williams is that, and let me be clear, he doesn't hit the nail on the head every show, but the majority of his stand-up comedy shows, he gets it. He's relevant, and his timing is so incredible. The intentional pauses where, you know, he can let it hit the joke and the punchline marinate.
Yeah.
And, you know, then come right back in, and his stage, his attire, the way he dresses, the hair, the famous joke about having white friends. That's one of the greatest jokes of all time.
So how do you feel about Kevin Hart's stand-up? Is it the
corporate,
same thing?
I feel it's corporate.
Okay.
And I'm not knocking Kevin Hart, because we need corporate comedians. Mm-hmm. But he's very corporate.
Okay, now, honorable mentions.
Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart.
That's fair.
Now, I know a lot of folks are saying, Denise, where are the women at? You tell me. Because I've seen Monique, wasn't impressed. I've seen some more. That was a little bit more personal because she was actually kind of rude to me. So I was like, bet. Wanda Sykes. I think she's funny on the Upshaw's show on Netflix that she executive produced with Mike Epps and Kim Fields.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's funny from a sitcom and movie standpoint.
Yes.
I just don't find her funny on stand-up.
I agree.
And to me, that's where you can really tell if you're a comedian or not.
Yeah, I agree.
But those are my top. And again, it's subjective. It's just based on my experience. And shout out to all the comedies or the comedian. Oh, wait a minute. My bad. Oh, my goodness. Totally forgot. Ooh, that was so disrespectful. Sinbad.
As top five or honorable mention?
Honorable mention.
Okay.
Hilarious. And he does not curse.
Now, I forgot this woman's name. And it's crazy that I have because she's an OG of women comedians.
Who?
The lady that hosts Queens of Comedy.
Some more?
No. The older lady.
Oh, the one that was on Martin that played Cole's mama?
Yeah.
I forget her name, but I know who you're talking about.
She's funny to me.
She is.
She's funny to me as far as women. What's her name? Lunell? She's just very...
Adele. Forgot about Adele.
Adele and Lunell is very vulgar.
What's my girl so from... The Real Talk on CBS. What was it called? The Talk? Yeah, The Talk. Carries the Purse. Oh, I forget her name. Help me out, Truth Nation.
I can't think.
But anyway, all I'm saying is that the OGs of comedy, you've done enough. We are forever indebted to you. There are other ways that you can share your gift until you transition. Thanksgiving is next week, y'all.
Can't wait.
And we've been hearing a lot about inflation impacting the price of groceries. Well, lean in because I'm about to share with you some food prices that are going to be it's going to be a pain point for a lot of us Americans, especially those that are hosting Thanksgiving dinner. Now, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the price of groceries has increased up to 25% since March of 2020, which was around when the COVID outbreak took place. Prices, the rate of increase slowed down this year, but prices are still climbing due to increased consumer demand and supply chain issues, as well as very, very less than stellar crop conditions. So, as you're making your shopping list, DT's about to give you a breakdown of what you can expect to spend more on, as well as I'm going to give you some ways that you can save money based on the weekly ads that I look at from a shopping standpoint. We've talked about it. We know that everybody's going to need this item, and the prices are ridiculous. Eggs, whether you're making a casserole, the dressing, the pies, everything is going to require eggs. And eggs, the price of eggs has increased 62% over the last 12 months. And this is according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, first of all, why are eggs so high? Why is the price of eggs so doggone high? Well, according to the Center of Disease Control, the CDC, more than 107 million birds, many of which are used for commercial poultry that produce eggs, have been affected by the bird flu since 2022. That's why the eggs are so high. And then, of course, the demand for eggs around this time of the year makes prices even more higher. Dinner rolls. Now, see, I don't have to worry about this, Ricky, because my mama's rolls are fire. She make her own rolls.
I love me some Hawaiian dinner rolls.
But them Hawaiian dinner rolls,
they be hidden.
They hidden, and so will be the price. According to Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute, dinner rolls, the cost of dinner rolls has increased about 3% from just last Thanksgiving. And with bakery products in general seeing a 1% increase over the last year, rolls, eggs, yep.
Damn.
They going to be high this year. Now let's go on to the next big item, dressing, or as other members of our society refer to as stuffing. So whether you eat stuffing or dressing, this is a Thanksgiving table favorite, which is also on the rise in terms of demand. So Wells Fargo reports the cost of box stuffing mix is about 3% higher for store brand and about 9% for name brand this year. Now, none of these brands promote this show, so I ain't gonna say no names, but I will say this. A certain grocery store that rhymes with Target, based on their weekly ad, a lot of these high-priced foods, they actually have put on sale. And again, I'm not gonna get into name brands because some of these brands haven't sponsored any of our shows, especially this one. But you can go to a store that rhymes with Target or Calsart. And items like pies, soups, turkeys, and stuffing or dressing have all been marked on sale. Pumpkin pie. I'm not a big pumpkin pie person, but if you are, it'll cost you about 3% more than it did last year. And so just go online and do some research and find those retail outlets, those grocery store chains that are putting most of these items, if not all of them, on sale. So again, eggs, dinner rolls, dressing, and pumpkin pie are going to be the most impacted in terms of price increase items for this Thanksgiving dinner, as well as throughout the entire holiday season. Now, some of the ways that you can reduce or alleviate the extra spending is have a potluck. Now, I'm going to keep it real. Dear non-black people, black folks aren't potluck advocates. I'm just telling you right now. So for those who are having Friendsgiving, or you're having a Thanksgiving potluck at work, black people, we really don't lean towards that. I'm just keeping it real. And Truth Nation, black folks, stop me if I'm lying. 833-212-1017. If your employer or some of your friends are saying, let's have a potluck, Friendsgiving, a lot of the black folks that you invite are going to be miss me with that. 833-212-1017. Y'all doing still? Are y'all still doing? Maybe the new generation black people are doing potlucks. But I know when I was working in corporate America, I didn't eat the potluck dishes. This is before COVID. And the Friendsgiving, I'm actually invited to a Friendsgiving this week. But the reason why I'm going, Truth Nation, is I know this person very well. I know this person. I know how they cook. I know their hygiene. I know what their kitchen looks like. I know they don't have any cats or dogs running around, breathing and crawling around the food. So I'm okay with that Friendsgiving. But them potlucks, you can miss me with that. What you think, Ricky? You going to a potluck? You doing a potluck?
Nah, I don't get down like that.
I mean, you can. Now, there's also a lot of major retail stores that allow you to buy the entire Thanksgiving meal in like one box. And that's another alternative or way that you can save money as you host Thanksgiving.
I'm actually going to go get my Thanksgiving food this week before they sell out.
Yeah. And just again, just look at the ads, because there are a number of retail outlets that understand the assignment and know that we're a little bit frustrated right now. Society, especially Americans, we're a little frustrated with all this inflation and uncertainty and changing of the guard. So this is the time of year where a lot of us, we just want to surround ourselves with friends, family, and loved ones. And I also want to offer my thoughts, my virtual hugs to those who are going to be experiencing Thanksgiving for the first time without that family member who may have passed between last Thanksgiving and this Thanksgiving. Because I know for a lot of us that this is the first Thanksgiving without my father or my mother or my grandparents or my auntie or my wife or my husband. Let's also show them some love. And if they don't want to come, if they don't want to go out for Thanksgiving, leave them alone. Don't force them. Just drop off a plate. But if they say, I'm not trying to be around people, I'm grieving, leave them alone. Check on them, but don't force them. Because the last thing you want is a trigger. Because we all know Thanksgiving dinners, there's that one uncle or somebody act the fool. We don't want that this Thanksgiving, okay? So
there's always that always one that argument one. That's gone.
And then that's it. It's over.
Set it off.
So again, there's a lot of folks that are dealing with grievance, losses, mental health. If they say to you, I don't want to go to Thanksgiving dinner, let them be. We come back, we're going to wrap up our Thanksgiving dinner budget. Because I get it, a lot of folks out there, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do this year for Thanksgiving. You're not alone. And we're going to get you ready for 9 more hours of live, consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Let us know how you feel about Thanksgiving, y'all. You got any other tips? Because we're trying to save money and still eat over here. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation! Thank you so much for tuning in and starting your day as well as your week off here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Shout out to DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Another great show, y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Couldn't do it without you. We appreciate you, Truth Nation. Thanksgiving is next week. We're going to continue talking about Thanksgiving because we want to make sure everybody has what they need. And again, for those that are grieving during this time of the year, you're not alone. Please know that you are not alone. And your pain is understood. It's understood. So please don't be forcing folks to do stuff that they don't want to do, especially during this time of the year when they could be grieving. And don't be bringing no potato salad with raisins to my house. Put some seasoning on your food too, y'all. Seasoning is your best friend. Look at the person who doesn't cook. Got all these tips. I can't wait. My mama already got the menu. Hitting my mama's rolls, y'all. Woo-hoo! More to come this week. My truth of the matter is this. If you, throughout your trajectory, have established a brand that puts you in the category of exceptional, legend, GOAT, know when to say, I'm out. And make sure you surround yourself with people who are able to tell you the truth. Because there's a lot of comedians out there that are still trying to do what they did 30, 40 years ago. And it just quite frankly says to me, you ain't got the right people around you. Shout out to Martin Lawrence. Shout out to Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy. And yes, someone on the Truth Talking text line said, Moms Mabley. Now, I didn't grow up with Moms Mabley, but my father, he spoke very, very highly of her as a great comedian. And one of the OGs, as Armour says, regarding comedians. But again, I'm 48. I didn't have that experience. But shout out to Moms Mabley as well. Up next, 9 more hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio kicking us off. Sherwin Hughes, make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. I love you. And Lord willing, we will see and hear y'all tomorrow. God bless.